God wants me to know the limitations of my words. And there are two points here that I want you to see. The first one is God says my words are never a substitute for my deeds. And secondly, God says my words should not alter the facts. My words are limited in two ways. The first one is, and let's read this, Proverbs 14:23. In your Bible, and I have it written down here, in all labor there is profit, but idle chatter leads only to poverty. What he said is, words are not substitute for action. You don't talk about, I'm going to serve the Lord, without the action behind it of finding a place to get plugged in, a local church or a ministry, or becoming a witness, or leading a small group. See, don't just, words are not a substitute for deeds, God says. So our words are limited in that if we say things that we don't do, pretty soon people won't trust what we say. That's the limiting factor. Words should issue from a life of reality. When I was training for the ministry, John MacArthur said, don't try and live up to your preaching, preach what you're living. What he's saying is, first let the word of God deal with your heart and surrender and offer yourself back to God and let him do the work of transformation before you ever tell other people what to do. So don't try and live up to what you're saying. Say what you're living. See, that's the authenticity the world's looking for. The second passage, God says, my word should not alter the facts on the slide. Let me read Proverbs 26, starting verse 23. Fervent lips with a wicked heart are like earthenware covered with silver dross. Oh, boy, that's an old antiquated thing. Earthenware is a clay pot, you know. So some type of terracotta vessel that has silver paint on it to look like silver, but when you really pick it up, touch it, or even tap it, it cracks and you find out it's just a clay pot. So a person that speaks fervently but has a wicked heart that isn't obedient to the Lord is a fake, like verse 23 says. Now, verse 24, he who hates disguises it with his lips and lays up deceit within himself. And when he speaks kindly, do not believe him, for there are seven abominations in his heart. Though his hatred is covered by deceit, his wickedness will be revealed before the assembly. So what the Lord is talking about is don't communicate falsely. Don't hide the facts by acting or saying things that are true and not believing them, not doing them. It's just kind of a amplification of the first point.